1961, medium listed names. George, Lynn, Joan, and Monty.
Taking that time, summing us all up, I see.
I can't remember who we are.
I know who you are. You're Lynn Archer.
Yes, darling, I am.
Oh, Lynn and Lynetta.
That's it, yes. Oh, Missy, how lovely to hear you again.
And you are Joan.
Yes, certainly.
And Montague.
Yes.
Must have been the son of Burton.
No.
And Georges.
Good job. How are you, Miss?
Very well, thank you, Georges.
Long time no see.
Well, you still can't see unless you're clairvoyant. And you haven't got X-ray eyes, have you?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, Christmas is upon us.
Almost.
Yes.
Not that it affects me in the slightest.
Yes, I thought you had extra special dues up in the spirit world at Christmas.
Well, there are gatherings and there are people who celebrate Christmas, but not in the same sense that you do. And in any case, the celebration of Christmas is something in its foundation pagan, and since we're not pagan, associate with paganism in the old sense.
Yes.
You see, of course, it would take a long time to go into all that, and I'm sure you don't want to listen to me talk about paganism and the origins and what have you.
Missy, I'm very glad to hear you.
How is the Mill Spit Gang?
Not
doing too badly.
Better. And the Mummy's Circle?
Oh, very well.
Going along very nicely?
Yes, very nicely, yes. Missy.
Good.
Thank goodness.
And all your regulars turn up with unfailing...
regularity.
How's Titch?
Oh, wonderful, thank you, Missy.
She's a case,
yes.
She's going into the theatrical business, then?
Well, she's, the local amateur dramatic.
Oh, she won't stay the local long.
She enjoys it, she loves it.
Yes, I think she'll go more professional.
She's looking down the mouth like you, Missy.
Well, I think you should encourage her if you can.
She gets the opportunity.
Even if she doesn't succeed, which I think she could do, but even if she didn't, it would at least give her the satisfaction of knowing she'd had a go.
Yes, if she gets the chance, she will, Miss.
I say she's a bit down the mouth lately.
Is she?
Yeah, she works for a dentist.
Oh,
dear. George. We've
got all the glory
to you. Yes. That's quite a pleasure to hear me again, isn't it?
How are you? There are so many ways of saying good morning.
Good morning, yes.
Hello.
Yes.
And you know, so many different ways of expressing oneself in words. And yet words in themselves are the most inadequate things to depict or describe the things that are so vital, so firmly implanted within one's inner soul. As I speak to you, I am conscious of the love that flows from you all and from many others who are not at this moment with you. I have tried in my own way to find a method whereby I could implant more fully the realization of the things of the spirit in your heart. And I realize that no matter what I may say in regard to so many things, it will always be inadequate, insufficient, lacking in so many ways that which I and others who come with me feel and desire you to realize and to know. As you sit together, not only now, but as you sit together in your own home, patiently, and quietly, at least when you are allowed to be quiet. Tuning in as best you can, sometimes under stress and strain and difficulty. Nevertheless, in spite of all the minor and to you sometimes major disturbances, you yourselves, deep within yourselves, are in tune and in harmony. And it is that peace and quietude and the realization of the things that are of import that holds you together and makes possible our link. I want particularly for you to realize that the coming months will bring more surprises. Changes, indeed, of a nature which no doubt will surprise you. And though at times you may wonder why, behind everything of importance that happens is the guiding hand, endeavoring to point the way, and indeed sometimes to give you a gentle push in the right direction. I think one can look back on this year with some satisfaction, perhaps more than satisfaction. I think we can say that we have achieved considerably. We have sown the seed, and we shall nurture it and bring it forth, and it shall blossom. And you indeed shall be the gardeners. To be a gardener means one must be most patient. One must sometimes do the most menial and uninteresting of jobs. And sometimes one's back must ache, and one oftentimes feels tired and worn. But nothing pleases the gardener more than to see the results of his labors at a later date. When the winter is hard and difficult, and there seems to be little life or activity in nature, all the effort is more than rewarded at a later date, when the sun comes forth and the flowers spring to meet the sun. So it is with you and our work. It has been a labor of love. It has been at times a back-breaking effort. Sometimes we have felt perhaps a little disheartened and disillusioned even. And yet we have seen the results in due course of our efforts. You have made links, as I've said before, that should be forged even more firmly, more securely. And these links should bind you together with greater strength. We are forging between us something which I know will for many years prove a lasting and satisfactory link. You cannot see at this stage how much you've achieved as well as I can, but you feel it.
Yes.
You sense it, you know it, you're conscious of it. Sometimes you may feel that you keep forging the link, but you want the lock as well, and the key.
Yes, the lock.
But I'm afraid the lock cannot yet be presented to you, and in any case, I shall always hold the key. Because there are times when it may be necessary for you to be let loose, only for a little while.
Let loose?
It may sound a strange, paradoxical thing to say.
Yes, it does.
But we on this side, though we talk about forging links, binding you with our chain of love, though we talk about locking, as it were, ourselves to you and you to us, and though we may hold the key, it has a lot of effect that you yourselves are still free. There is an illusion that has sprung up among people who have some knowledge of this truth, that we direct in every way. It is true, we do direct. It is true that we show the path. We bring about through circumstance and condition changes which we feel are good and beneficial to all concerned. But never are we allowed, neither do we desire, to tie you or to lock you in, to take away your free will. You are always free to choose. Fortunately for us, you choose to do what we wish. So naturally we are all in consequence happy, but the key is never inserted in the lock. So the lock holds the chain. By one pull or snap you could release yourselves, because we do not turn the key.
What do you think about it?
This is a strange way in which I talk to you.
It is.
But I have discovered, as indeed all discover who search, that the only true love is one which is free. Those who would tie themselves or lock themselves to another do not know love in its truest sense. One should not be possessive.
Thank you.
One should be free to come and to go, to choose, to decide, to accept or reject. And so it is with us that we ask you to do things. We ask you to work with us in certain ways for the benefit not necessarily always of yourselves, but for others. And that is true love. Love means to serve. And when you serve, you find your greatest happiness, even though you yourselves may at times feel disheartened. Perhaps sometimes feel that is the effort, as I've heard you so often use this term, worth it? It is always worth it. But sometimes when you are down and dejected, when you use these phrases, is it worth it? It does take a little of the guilt off the ginger. It seems such a sad pity, because I can assure you that every effort, even though the effort is not always met with success, is worth it if you are doing something that is good, that is for others, that is for the happiness, and above all for the spiritual welfare of others. It is always worth it, and you do not fail, even though sometimes you may feel that you failed. The only time that you ever really fail, as I see it, is when you fail yourselves, and then that is the greatest disappointment to all concerned, and more so to the individual concerned. Do not be depressed. I know this year has been a year in some senses of success, and there has been in a sense little failure. We brought about certain things that we had promised, but you had to do your part and make a supreme effort to do it and sacrifice. But then these things that are worth doing mean often sacrifice. Always love expects some sacrifice. If it is too easy, if it is simple, if one can simply walk out and do this or whatever it may be without effort, it is not good in itself. Anything that is worthwhile means some sacrifice. But I do not want to bear too much on the past or indeed the present, but as always look forward to the future. For it is in the future that our hopes lie and our achievements. I see changes, and they are good changes. And the circumstances around and about them will give to us opportunity to overcome more obstacles. Because you have built up a reserve, though you may not fully be aware of it. You have built up a reserve of power which will surprise you. The outcome, the achievement. Things are moving quickly, and we shall eventually break through in such a way that will surprise you and give you joy and happiness. I am amused at times by the things that you say.
Such as?
Because being as you are, human, it is natural that you should react at times to certain circumstances and conditions as you do. I wouldn't have it otherwise, but at the same time, I'm still amused. Because you think you are weak, but it isn't your weakness so much as your strength that I'm concerned with. It is in this strength that you have when you are most weak that we hope from that should come happiest achievements. One doesn't expect achievement from weakness. Always you are told that to achieve you must be strong and forceful. But my impression and my remembrance of things past is that it is those who are strong and forceful who may achieve, but only in a material sense. And in the achieving they invariably bring unhappiness and bloodshed to many. But those who are weak are the strongest. For those who are weak are the ones who think more intensely of humanity. They have a deeper realization and understanding, and in consequence they hesitate, and those who hesitate are not necessarily lost. Often those who hesitate are the ones who achieve spiritually, but not materially. That's why I say to you, do not be too unhappy or disturbed if sometimes you hesitate, sometimes you are at a loss and do not know quite what to say or what to do. And sometimes when you are most weak, you are most strong. It is in these simple things the greatest truth lies. Man has for centuries had false values, and in consequence of his false values has brought misery upon himself and the world. We can see it in so many fields of activity, particularly in politics and among nations. These strong men, determined in nature and character, who have no thought for others but themselves and who walk boldly forward, though they achieve material heights, eventually fall to the lowest depths. Be peaceful in yourself. Be quiet within yourselves, and know that it is these times, on these occasions, when you are most low and humble and quiet and reticent, and perhaps a little feared, that we can draw most close to you. I speak like this because I feel very strongly that we have achieved what we have achieved together. Small though it may seem, to us it is a lot, because you have been humble. You have been prepared to sacrifice where others in a more fortunate position would not sacrifice. It is these qualities that assure me the success of our work in time will be brought about. Because you have stood together in bound in harmony and in peace, and you have worked for the common good. And if you may have appeared at times to have failed each other or yourselves or us, it is a little consequence in itself. You are still together. You are still one in spirit. You are fully aware of the complications and the difficulties that you have come through. What you are achieving or will be achieved in the future is assured. In consequence, you do not doubt, and it is because you doubt not that you shall receive and you shall be blessed. You will return to my earthly country again, together. It will not be yet, but you will return together, and the way will be made possible for you. And you will do it under conditions which will no doubt surprise you. But because of the conditions being necessarily, shall we say, improved, does not necessarily mean to say because of that it will be any better. What I'm trying to imply here is that when you sacrificed to do this, when you made it possible through such effort as you had to make, it was a great revelation and a great joy. That you will return again, as I said, I have no doubt, but there will be perhaps a little sacrifice in regard to it. But that will not make you appreciate it less. But nevertheless, it may not be quite the same, but it is important and vital that you return, and you will find the purpose and the reason more clearly given to you at the time. The circle in itself, our group, is, in my opinion, more substantial, stronger, and our efforts are being rewarded in due course. I cannot feel anything but joy at what has transpired, and I am ever hopeful of that which is yet to come. When I talk to you, when I convey my thoughts and my messages to you, I want you always to remember, it is not I alone. Sometimes you do not perhaps fully realize that I am but the mouthpiece, the instrument of others, higher than myself. You must always realize that everything that is done in in a concerted effort. We are combined in strength together. Everyone, no matter how unimportant he or she may feel, or humble in consequence, is important. There are those, perhaps, who feel they can offer little and do little, but who knows, perhaps in their contribution they achieve most and give most. It is always important to remember that what is vital to our work at all times is love. It is the strongest thing of all. It is the bond that binds us. It is the very power that makes all things possible between us. So do not in any shape or form have any fears or doubts in regard to what you are doing or what is being done. Together we are united and our work shall prosper. The book.
Yes.
Do not be disheartened in regard to this.
No.
The stages change,
yes,
which are necessary for its advancement, seem slow.
Yes.
But I am not concerned in a sense with time. When the book is ready, then we shall find someone in your world,
yes,
who will publish it.
That's it. I'm doing a little at a time.
But we want the book to be as perfect as it's possible to make it.
Yes.
And in consequence, we are not concerned how much longer it yet may take.
No.
But it will be done, and it will achieve what it has set out to do.
I'm glad you're pleased with it anyway so far.
I thought perhaps before the power wanes you might wish to ask some questions.
Want to, anybody?
I did have one just now. It's gone.
What about George? The patient plodder.
Yeah.
Well, I've been asking for so much help recently, Ruby, for people who are suffering.
All the world is suffering, George, in some shape or in some sense.
Yes, I know, but it becomes closer when the context of your own particular...
I appreciate that. But what I was going to say, the whole world is suffering in many ways, in many circumstances. The world is suffering because it is sick, sick to the very roots of its being. There are few in your world who know how to doctor to humanity. It is true that there are those in your world who endeavor, and indeed we bless their endeavors. But I am thinking not only of the sick in body, but I am thinking that the majority are sick in mind and in spirit. The whole world needs the doctor who can come and cure it. But the world must realize there is no doctor who can cure its ailments. There are doctors who can advise and who can suggest. There are doctors who can help in varying degree. But fundamentally, the sickness of the world is within itself. And until the peoples of the earth begin to seek a cure and make an effort in that direction, no doctors can cure. It is but point the way and advise. It's exactly what we are endeavoring to do through you. Advise and doctor the world that it may regain full health, and there shall be no fear in the world, no bitterness, no hatred, no jealousy, no malice or intolerance, but only love and peace. All these things we are striving to bring. But in regard to the personal aspect of your question, we are conscious of certain individuals connected with you, which you are interested in, who are in need, and as far as it is in our power to help them, we do. The doctors are sent to them to give them treatment, to work on them mentally and physically, but only so much can be done. Where it is possible to effect a physical material cure, it is achieved. If it is not to be achieved, there is nothing else that we can do. For all must die
sooner or later. But where there is a possibility of giving treatment and health renewed, we do it. But we are concerned more with the spiritual health. This is sadly lacking in the world. To change man in his course, to make him see and to know and to realize that he is indeed truly a child of God, and in consequence must think and act as a child of God. He must take from himself the worse apart, and indeed he must strengthen the good in his soul. All our efforts are in these directions, and it is our main concern. But I want you to realize before I go that I am interested in the mundane things as they affect you and affect those near and dear to you. And if it is possible for me or any other soul here to assist or to help, we shall and we do these things to help. But I cannot guarantee, as indeed can no soul here guarantee, that we can always achieve in material problems and material things. These things are part of your life, and often are necessary for your development, and indeed essential, as it were, as if you were in a school learning lessons, children, are essential to your education and to strengthen you as individuals. But what we may do, we do. No more can we do than that. But our love is ever with you, and our love is all-powerful, and our love conquers many things, and we do achieve because of love. Our ways, but I leave you with my love, my blessing. I assure you, with all the intensity of my being, that all that we are striving to do is good, and we shall achieve because it is good, because it is of God, and we are one spirit, together bound in love. Though we be separate individuals, we are one in spirit and in truth and in love. My blessings be with you. I shall be with you constantly, whenever you need me at any time. I am there by the full force that you send out. I am drawn to you and in love endeavor to assist and to help you. May God bless you all, my friends. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mickey. God bless you.
You lucky lot. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
And may Christmas bring all that you hope it will bring and more besides.
What
and
so
you
will
bring you prosperity. Internally and spiritually.
Yes, yes.
And may you win the pool.
We've given that up.
Well, it might bring you a bit of luck.
Yeah. I'll be giving it up. We packed up to our own.
Ain't that never won pools, mate?
No, I haven't.
Happy Christmas.
Bye-bye,
Nick.
God
bless
you. There are so many I'd love to talk to each one, but God bless you.
I'll do very well.
You couldn't break in and ask questions about. I wanted to ask about Bruno, but
never mind.
You know,
right.
There just isn't time, is there, Leslie? No. You know, to well.